My aunt Emilie Feibusch, whose home I stayed at in Munich, was director of the Jewish Old People's Home and Ritter's Dining Hall at Klenzestraße 4. She was like a mother to me. She gave me absolutely everything. Apart from going to school, I learned to sew in the afternoon, first in Müllerstraße, then in Buttermelcherstraße. Both were courses run by a convent. My aunt herself taught me to cook. She used to say, "You'll be going to a kibbutz. You have to learn to cook for the masses." It helped me a lot. And it was through her I was able to take language courses, Hebrew, English too. They were at the Jewish elementary school in Herzog-Rudolf-Straße. Fräulein Kauders was the English teacher. Later she committed suicide. Later on, I had English lessons from a private teacher in Maximilianstraße. My aunt had an official fourth floor apartment at Klenzestraße 4. They were so-called Herrschaftswohnungen, large, spacious apartments, one on each floor. The dining hall was on the ground floor, the old people's home on the second. A family lived on each of the first and third floors, and we shared the fourth floor with a family who weren't Jewish. We had two rooms and a bathroom, they had two rooms and a kitchen. The dining hall was a canteen kitchen supervised by Rabbi Ehrentreu. He knew what was milk and what was meat. There was a huge stove at the center. It was meat. Then there was a gas stove for milk. He kept appearing when you least expected him, just to check. Once he came in when we had put big pots on to cook, meat pots on all three gas flames of the milk stove. At that very minute, the bell rang and Rabbi Ehrentreu was at the door. My aunt almost fainted. He was so orthodox, you have no idea. I simply didn't realize that there were different degrees of piety. 1936 to 1939 was a difficult time. The ban on kosher butchering meant there was no kosher meat. Once a week, we received a ration of Argentinian frozen meat. Sometimes the whole lot of us sat around cleaning chanterelle mushrooms, huge baskets of them. Then we had bread dumplings and chanterelles. People loved that. My aunt went daily to the Viktualienmarkt. She bought whatever was needed and sent it back in big baskets. On her return, if she'd seen someone she knew, she said things like, "You know, so-and-so goes to the market first thing in the morning wearing an old silk dress. One should wear a dirndl to market, not an old silk dress." There was also a warm meal on Saturdays that had been cooked on Friday. It was served with potatoes or rice warmed in a water bath. Or there was soup, also warmed up. We had non-Jewish stuff. The cook was always a non-Jewish woman. And the girls knew exactly what they had to do. Even the dishes were pre-warmed. There were 20 of us and 100 others came to eat there. Later, after Austria had been annexed, the Austrian Jews fled in a mad rush. We never knew how many would turn up to eat. Sometimes my aunt had cooked for 120 and 150 or even 200 turned up. Somehow they had to be fed because they had been sent to us by the welfare office. The children of the people living in the old people's home had already emigrated. I think one of the conditions to get in there was that you had to have no other place to go. There were only 13 vacancies. I recall a married couple who used to read me the letters from their children, from America or England or wherever. That was their sole reason for living. To receive mail from their children. I emigrated in February 1939, before the war began. When my brothers and sisters came to Munich in 1939, the home was very full. There were all kinds of refugees there.